And back home in Sydney, Australian imams have been urged to dedicate today's Friday prayers to the Christchurch attacks. The National Imams Council says the shootings are not only a Muslim tragedy, they are a human and an international tragedy. And it's calling on all Muslims to stay brave, stay motivated and keep attending the mosque. Sydney's Lakemba Mosque is the largest in the country and our reporter David Sparks is there. David, what's the mood outside Lakemba?
Sarah, people are slowly starting to file into the mosque here at Lakemba. The regular Friday prayers don't get underway for another hour or so. So there's still not a huge crowd here yet, but there will be at the rate that they're starting to turn up. Organisers are expecting a couple of thousand people. People, both Muslims and some non-Muslims, are turning up, stopping and quietly pausing out the front. On the front wall, there are a lot of flowers that have been left. And Sarah, along with those flowers, there are some very touching letters and cards that have been left by people, again, Muslim and non-Muslim, with some really touching messages. For example, one says, "Sorry, we do not hate you. Love from a proud Kiwi mum." Another that was from a Muslim person says, "Dear brothers and sisters who were victims of the vile Christchurch attacks, all of us from the Muslim community stand with you." And that sort of messaging came through as well when I spoke earlier with some of the people from the Lebanese Muslim Association who were helping put today's events together. Really what they said to me is that a key theme in today's event, today's memorial, is unity.
I think it's really important to come together as a community and show solidarity with the other Muslim community in New Zealand, as well as Muslims around the world who are still facing Islamophobia.
Well, it's not just bringing one community together, but it's also a show of solidarity to, regardless of where we are from, regardless of the continents we're at, it's the show of community coming together and showing we are one, we are united in this tragedy.
We need to engage each other more often, I think. I'm talking about the grassroots, people on the ground, not talking about politics, just, you know, fellow Aussies getting together, maybe having a barbie for no specific reason. We shouldn't need a reason to get together. But there's always going to be hatred and we need to be able to fight that hatred with love, which Australians in general are very good at.
David, can we expect memorial services around Australia and other mosques?
Yes, we can. There are many happening. And in fact, the Australian National Imams Council, as you've already said, is urging, or that, in fact, the urging is the word that they're using, urging imams at those services today to really dedicate their main sermon, that's the khutbah, to the mass shooting. And they're putting forward some key themes that they want imams to concentrate on, particularly the fact that the shooting in Christchurch was a human and international tragedy, not merely a Muslim and a New Zealand tragedy. They're also using words like sympathy and support and solidarity. And another key theme that they're asking imams to preach today is the importance of reacting to that event in Christchurch in accordance with what they're calling the Islamic code of conduct put forward by the Prophet, and to make sure that reaction is in a civil manner without breaking the law or resorting to violence.
And after Friday prayers today, there's a special memorial service to follow, being conducted by Muslims and non-Muslims alike. What can we expect from that service?
Well, that service will include a special funeral prayer, and it'll be followed by 2 minutes silence, obviously to commemorate those who died. We do know that the Australian Race Commissioner, Chin Tan, is attending this memorial service. He won't be speaking. There's no official going on at that memorial. And then something to sort of add to that, as we've been saying right throughout, the coming together of Muslims and non-Muslims, a group of school students and a group of Maori representatives will be performing the haka, that obviously iconic New Zealand cultural performance, to really bring home the fact that this is a multicultural tragedy as well as a Muslim one.
David Sparks reporting from Lakemba Mosque in Western Sydney.